Find a way to sit for this first step that is comfortable for you in a chair or on a cushion. The rules that you might keep in mind for physical sitting is first that you sit in a way that is stable, whether it's cross-legged or squatting on a cushion or a chair, so that you feel grounded and you can sit quite still without needing to wiggle around or move very much. The stilling of the physical body will help a great deal in the quieting of the mind. If you're sitting cross-legged, you might want to experiment making sure that you get up high enough, get your rear end up high enough off the floor that your knees can be down and stable. You can experiment with different heights to find a way to sit comfortably. So find a way to sit that is stable and comfortable. And then allow your back to be relatively straight, not in a rigid way, but straight enough so your breath can be open and easy, and so the energy can move through you. Also, you'll find if you slump that there's a great tendency to go to sleep or dream off. And sleep is wonderful, but it's different than meditation. And if you're going to do it, I recommend lying down. That's the very best way to do that. All right, so we'll work with this first simple and really universal exercise. Hindu and Christian and Sufi, Islamic, Jewish traditions, as well as Buddhists, work with the breath. So we'll start with the breath. Allow your eyes to close gently. And first of all, just bring your awareness into the present. Notice what you discover. Feel what the body is like. Is there sensations or tension? Is it relaxed? Be aware of the sounds around you or these words. Notice the movements of the heart or the mind, feelings that are present, thoughts, expectations. This is the stuff of your life, sensations, feelings, thoughts. Now, in the midst of that, become aware of the fact that you are breathing. Or more accurately, that breathing is happening. And for this first meditation, we'll use the movement of breath to begin to train awareness to be in the present. Feel in the midst of all these other things, sense or feel how you experience the breath. Coolness in the back of the throat or in the nose, tingling, movement of the chest, rise and fall of the belly. Try to feel the breath without directing or changing it. Simply become aware. The breath breathes itself. It's our life breath. And for these 10 or 20 minutes, feel each breath as it comes in and out, wherever it shows itself. Sometimes the nose or the belly, maybe sometimes the whole breath. As you feel the breath, try not to control it, but let it find its own rhythms, whatever it wants. You'll notice that the mind wanders off. Each time you're aware that you've gone into thinking or planning or remembering, as soon as you notice, let go of that place and come back here to feel the next breath. Over and over, when you drift away, return back and feel the very next in-breath or the next out-breath. If it helps, you can say to yourself in the background, softly in the mind, in during the in-breath and out during the out-breath. But let those words be 5%. 95% of your attention is to just feel this life breath, the breath that we all share that keeps us alive, as it moves in and moves out, softening into it, relaxing, feeling the breath wherever you notice it. Each time you've wandered away, come back again when you notice, feeling the next breath, the coolness, the movement, letting the awareness rest on the breath, gently, feeling it in the body. One more minute. See if you can feel every breath for 1 minute.